Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Orin Resources. Now, Orin Resources will soon be Fury Gold Mines, something that we will discuss in this interview. I have a couple guests on the show with me. First and foremost, Ivan Bebek, the executive chairman of Orin Resources. I also have, for the first time on the show, Mike Timmons, who will be the CEO of Fury Gold. Now, guys, we're following up on some recent news that deals with targeting at Committee Bay. Ivan, I want to get your initial comments on this targeting, but first and foremost, give us a little background on Mike and how your guys' relationship came together to have Mike lead Fury Gold Mines.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us here today at a really exciting time for both companies. We met Mike Timmons back when Agnico Eagle was buying Kaden. Mike had worked with corporate development for Agnico Eagle, the VP of corporate development, and he was somebody that we drew really fond of. A lot of attributes about himself and cultural way of thinking were well complemented. We didn't know we would ever get a chance to work with Mike, and Sean and I both said to each other, you know, there'd be a dream guy to go build a company around should he ever become available. By luck and fortune to us, Mike did come available a few years later, and we've been patiently waiting for him to come our way. And I think to give Mike a great testament of who he is and who he was and his pedigree, I mean, he comes from a mining background. He started working on Agnico's first mine. And then from there, he went into the corp dev department and he saw the acquisition and commission of 9 different mines that Agnico has very successfully put together. And, you know, I think the initial conversations between Mike and ourselves has been, you know, focusing on the culture and making sure that we were aligned that way, because that's imperative. The quality of work being our technical team that's formerly with Newmont, combined with Michael Timmons' background and pedigree with Agnico Eagle and his know-how and experience that he had, not just in building a major mining company, but also in the Arctic where Committee Bay is. As you know, it's a huge project for Orin, and I think it will be for Fury going forward. So, you know, the last part, and this is something that is really serves us well in our Orin business model, is we have a really big desire to go after really big projects and to create a really valuable share price. And I'd say that if I was to compliment Mike, he's got the exact same desire for the same ambitions in scale and share price performance. And that's going to be a massive ingredient going forward for our plans to build a Canadian mining company with Fury. So that's an intro to Mike. The drill results, I won't talk too much about him, because there's going to be, you know, more elaborate explanations about him as we go into next year's program. But, you know, a lot of people have rallied behind us. We've raised a lot of capital on Committee Bay, over $60 million. We had a huge breakthrough last summer, and we didn't get to drill it this year because of COVID. So it's been a little bit more quiet than usual. And had we gone up there to drill that, we might already have the answer in the drill labs coming out. But what we did do was we got well ahead of the targeting, you know, for the first time in 5 years. And we got a chance to really refine that targeting approach and apply it to 12 different targets on the belt. And I think that for me, having seen that process from day one, the evolution has been massive. And each year we've gone up, it's been with an improved new idea. We've never repeated what we've done the year before. And after 5 years of doing that in a place that has massive potential deposits, you know, and it's covered by a thin layer of till and dirt, you can't touch the rocks. I think that the breakthrough being in our conductivity, you know, our currents that we put electrical currents subsurface to try and find big structures, I think that the breakthrough was the best thing we've seen come through as the biggest leap in technical understanding. So I think shareholders should look very forward to what's going to come. And I'll say this, as Fury shareholders are going to benefit in the drilling that comes out of Committee Bay next summer. And, you know, Mike will give some guidance of what kind of drilling we're going to do. And I believe we're going to expand 3 bluffs as well. But a tremendous start to Fury with this big breakthrough in targeting that we get to endure alongside the other assets that are going to go into Fury.
All right, Mike. Well, welcome to the show first and foremost, and a very nice endorsement there by Ivan. I want to get your thoughts, though, on how important Committee Bay is to the overall Fury company. Now, Committee Bay obviously is just one project within a handful of projects that you guys have, but this is the first news that we're getting and the first time having you on the show. So please give us a little outline of how you view Committee Bay in the overall project portfolio.
Great. Thanks, Corey. And thanks, Ivan, for the introduction. I appreciate it. Committee Bay, first out, is an exciting and unique opportunity as we position our owners with some, you know, measured exposure to the wild new discovery potential of Committee Bay, right? Yeah, and as you pointed out, Corey, we have three assets. Two of them are at the studies phase, right? So from a growth perspective, that's going to be lower risk, brownfields growth, and just basically steady measured growth. But of course, when you own a mining stock, especially an explorer developer, you know, you want to have some sizzle, you want to have some excitement, and you want to have that new discovery potential, right? And when we sat down to the kind of design Fury, it was with that in mind, right? So Committee Bay is a key part of the future of of the company. You know, having been part of the early days of the Agnico experience in Nunavut over a decade ago, we're all well aware of the long-term mindset required to be a successful explorer developer, especially this far north and especially in some of these bigger systems. It just takes a long time, right? And so it's going to be, you know, it's careful and thoughtful capital allocation of your spending up there, but it's also having the right owners that are patient enough to see the big prize and to stay exposed over those timeframes. We just announced obviously some nice targets. We're going to come out in June fairly hot with a 15,000 to 20,000 meter program on a few of those targets. The goal is going to be to expand what we already have there now, right? So we do have, just over 1 million ounces at 7 grams, right? So this is exactly the right start that you want to have. So, you know, expect some ounce delivery at Three Bluffs. And then what we want to do with these targeting, I mean, to me, they're more than exploration targets, right? I mean, these are, we're looking for zones. Right, we're looking for satellites that we can bring into a Three Bluffs, potential mining scenario. Right, so I mean, my headspace is 7 to 10 years out. That's kind of how I think from a development point of view. But back on your point, I mean, out of the gate, it's going to be 50,000 meters at Eau Claire, which is the asset that we're acquiring in Orin's acquisition of East Main. But also in total, out to the end of next year, it's 80,000 meters of drilling, right? And so we're going to be able to come out of the gate, well-financed with a game plan to get rolling in Quebec. And then it's just going to be sequential, catalysts and exploration as we come out, certainly come out half one next year. And then we start up two drill programs at the same time in BC and in Nunavut that could continue to drive us into the fall. Which will be great for the news. It'll be great for the underlying value of our share price, which, of course, is, as Ivan said, is what we're focused on.
Now, just a little bit more color, too, on the overall drill program here of 80,000 meters. In terms of a catalyst, these 80,000 meters, they really are exploration drilling, right? These are drill holes that could either make a new discovery or build on current ounces.
Correct. We're doing both, right? I mean, if you think it from an asset perspective, there are three projects, but to me, the asset is the actual portfolio, right? Like we're putting together a growth package. So the combination of drilling and that overall budget and that 80,000 meters minimum until the end of next year, you know, has to be put into brownfields, and then certainly into new discovery, new zones near mine and regionally.
So, Mike, how are you guys going to keep the audience and shareholders focused when you do have such a large drill program on different projects spread out around Canada?
I think it has to be in the news and in the strength of the communication, right? So you saw it a few days ago when we put out the Committee Bay targeting. That was a general widespread. So that provides everyone with the background of what we're doing, right? And the more that we, you know, engage the owners and be, you know, newsy and certainly communicate what our plans are, we're going to do that for every project, right? And once people have a technical background, then we'll start talking about priority. The results will come in if we have to retool and rejig on the fly with respect to our priority based on the results that we get. We can do that too. So I think it's just good communication. So people can expect probably more, you know, communication and dialogue and messaging from us than you would expect from our peer group.
Okay. And one more comment regarding all this drilling. Is everything permitted for each of the projects?
So right now we are permitted for next summer for Community Bay, right? We are just finishing targeting for Eau Claire and Quebec. And then what we will do is, because you have to go, it's drill pad by drill pad in Quebec. So once we have that, we put it through, it'll be 2 to 3 weeks, and then we will be able to meet our November 1st timing with respect to drilling. And BC will be permitted once we complete the targeting, and we have lots of time for that, because that will be a July 2021 start.
Okay, so some pretty consistent, it sounds like, targeting news and moving these projects closer to drilling, all for next year. Ivan, let's get you back in here and discuss the vote that is almost wrapped up, I believe, for the Orange shareholders and soon-to-be Fury Gold Mines. How is this progressing? What updates can you give us?
So it's progressing really well. We're going to have the proxy results announced tomorrow after market of where the vote is at. And then on Monday will be the last day to vote in person, which we don't expect there. I mean, everything's somewhat virtual. So I think that the vote tomorrow would be quite representative. Either way, after Monday's vote, you will have until the close of business on Thursday, October 8th, to buy shares of Orin and get all three shares, the SpinCo shares, which would be 0.7 Fury, one full share for each Peruvian SpinCo, which both Peruvian SpinCos are going to be slated to resume trading in Q1 of next year. You know, the only point I'll make on Fury, which starts trading on Friday, the 50,000 meters from an Orin perspective, this will be the largest drill program we've ever initiated. It's on a spectacular asset that we think has been grossly misunderstood. And you'll see a lot of news right after the deal completes on what we really thought and where we really have been finding ways to make that a lot better and a lot bigger, you know, as a deposit. So, you know, from a catalyst perspective, I think Fury is coming out of the gate as strong as we could have possibly hoped for as Orange shareholders. And we look forward to experiencing all of that drilling success next year in this gold environment with Fury. And waiting, obviously, in great anticipation for the SpinCo shares in Peru to come back in Q1. So a very, very exciting time. Again, if you don't own shares, you can buy shares between now and Thursday close of business next week. The final vote, all the risk of the vote goes away at close of business on Monday. And so we're looking very forward to it. Very excited for us and for our shareholders.
Okay, yeah, that's a key date for anybody who wants those SpinCo shares. You do need to buy Orin shares before the close of the markets on Thursday. Final comments here, Ivan, with all the drilling that is on tap, where is the financial position of the company?
Sure. We just raised $23 million for Fury. Fury is fully funded for 50,000 meters plus working capital through the end of next year. There'd be no point to finance Committee Bay and Homestake at this time because those programs don't start till next June. So I think that sometime in the spring, we can look towards you know, taking advantage of that big premium we get on financing Canadian assets. And as you know, Corey, we fund Community Bay and Homestake usually north of 40% to our financing price because of charity flow through. Quebec is 80% premium to our share price whenever we raise money. And you know, that's something for US or Canadian shareholders to realize. All the exploration and drilling money we're going to raise going forward on Fury is either going to be at a 40 to 45 or an 80% plus premium whenever we raise capital, which will keep our dilution down to a minimal. So extremely well funded. Both Peruvian companies are funded, not for drilling, but through working capital targeting and a lot of news before they resume trading. But everything we're talking about today is very well financed. And yeah, we can't wait. I can't wait till those drills turn and results are coming. Looking very forward to it.
All right, guys. Ivan, Mike, thank you both for sharing some of your insights. Mike, nice to have you on the show. I'm sure we'll be talking a number of times as we progress through the rest of this year and into next year. If anybody has any follow-up questions for either Ivan or Mike, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Guys, again, I appreciate the update. Have a great rest of your week.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Corey.